Taylor County health officials announced the first confirmed case of the coronavirus on March 26. By then, the pandemic had already started to impact the local economy. The week ending March 21, unemployment in Taylor County spiked, with 472 locals filing claims. Compare that to the same week in 2019, when only 31 people signed up for unemployment. But in 2020, the third week of March was when Governor Greg Abbott started restricting the state's businesses, closing bars and restaurant dining rooms in an effort to slow the spread of the virus. Allison Carroll is the owner of Monk's Coffee, and I should say here that Monk's is a supporter of KACU. Carroll says she started thinking about how she would respond to the virus in February, but it wasn't until late March that she started to see its impact.
So the day that the governor's order went out, we saw a drop in business just right out of the gate. And then, yes, the day that we had to prevent anybody from sitting in our cafe, it definitely had a noticeable impact in our business.
A hit of between 50 and 65%. Carroll says it's more than just the financial impact. The restrictions undermine her entire mission.
Creating a sense of community is really our main goal, and we are doing that through coffee. And so Monk's has always been a place where people can come relax and interact with other people. So rather suddenly, that aspect of the business was prevented.
As we talked about how Monk's business is suffering, how Carroll has had to limit staffing, and how they're filling time by doing a lot more cleaning, a large group of young professionals walked in, and Carroll excused herself to help her single barista fill orders. Bailey Smith and his colleagues at First Financial Bank had taken a break from writing small business loans to get some coffee.
You know, I think small businesses are what helps, you know, run this country, and we want to help out as many people as we can. I know they've been really good to us in the past, and we want to be good to them, and especially during hard times, try to help them out as best we can.
More than 150 Abilene restaurants have adjusted their business models during the COVID-19 restrictions, keeping the lights on by shifting their focus to takeout and delivery. But an increasing number of them have decided to take a break. Matthew Fraley Novasak is the general manager at Cypress Street Station. He and Cypress Street's owners, Amanda and Terry O'Connor, discussed options with their head chef.
So it became an evaluation of, are we going to do more damage to ourselves trying to survive and stay open during this time period by becoming something that we're not? Or do we shutter the doors for the time being and make the most of the time that we can while working on different projects and things like that? And luckily, we're in a place where we're able to do that and it not be a concern, of course, depending on how long this stays.
Novasak says they do some carryout orders normally, but they didn't feel comfortable losing control of what their customers would end up with at home.
We are a scratch kitchen. We make everything to order when you walk in the door. So putting a Bayou Florentine pasta in a to-go box and hoping that 15 to 30 minutes later when it arrives at their doorstep, we can't stand by that product.
Novasak says it was a hard decision because following a dip in January, spring is usually a fairly busy season for their sector of the restaurant industry, with special celebrations, graduation gatherings, and wedding rehearsal dinners.
We do a lot of celebrations, a lot of events. We do a lot of business with banking and just different business industries where we cater to those things. Even from the political side, that's another part when we talk about busy season.
And of course, spring usually brings an uptick in tourism. Tourists are the target market for Glenn Drumgoole.
This time of year, we would be a fairly busy tourist season. We, of course, miss most of spring break. And just April, May are pretty good tourist times for us.
Drumgoole and his wife have owned Texas Star Trading Company for 15 years. It's a shop that relies on busy downtown sidewalks to bring in people who want to browse and pick up unique Abilene or Texas souvenirs. But it was the fact that so much of their clientele comes from other states that helped them make the difficult decision to close the doors instead of putting themselves and their two employees at risk of being exposed to the coronavirus.
You know, we're not as bad off as a lot of places. I mean, at least we have a website, and we're getting some phone calls. You know, we have some income, and we've kind of prepared for this anyway, so we're okay.
Texas Star Trading Company, Cypress Street Station, and Monk's Coffee Shop all applied for Paycheck Protection Program loans. Tomorrow, we'll hear more about the steps these owners are taking to keep their businesses afloat and their employees on the payroll. For KACU, I'm Heather Claiborne.